Summer means a lot of things in Chicago. Amongst them, of course, is Blackhawks Convention. Nothing says summer like hockey.
That's right.
This weekend, the 11th annual 11 years. Wow. 11 years. We've been at every one. 11 years of the Blackhawks Convention, and joining us on the phone is a Chicago Blackhawks legend, handsome devil, and terrific father, Brian Soup Campbell. Soup, hey!
Stevie, how you doing?
How you been, man?
Been good. Been good. Just enjoying, obviously, the Chicago summer. A little rain, but it's been pretty good, I feel like.
How's the family?
The family's great. My daughter lost her first tooth yesterday, so we had a little visitor last night, I guess, at the house. So,
the kind of money you make, what's the tooth fairy give out? Because at your income level, I would say that kid got a C note, got a $100 bill.
No, that was not happening. But
what about 100 Canadian?
Yeah, maybe 100. That's about $10 worth right. of American right now.
Right.
No, she was good. So she got to keep the tooth. So the tooth fairy left it for her. So it's pretty fun.
Is there a Canadian tradition for the tooth fairy? Like, do you get, you know, Canadian bacon or something under your pillow? What do you get when you're a kid in Canada?
Yeah, usually they like to change up. You get coins, I guess, more because we use a lot more coins in Canada. So yeah, it's not the big paper money.
Yeah, well, listen. All right, so convention this coming weekend. You were at the first several, then you went away for a while. You came back. You've been at the last several. This is an amazing time. Explain to people who've never been at a Blackhawks convention what it's like.
Well, it's kind of nice. It's kind of nice for people to meet players or former players in kind of a relaxed setting. And there's autograph signings, there's one-on-one pictures with players, and then there's a lot of the panel discussions. So I guess the Blackhawks staff mix up the panels and what you're going to kind of focus on talking about, and it's a chance for fans to ask questions to players, whether you would like to learn or maybe try to have a laugh with the player or learn a little bit more about hockey. So and the history of the Blackhawks, and there's, I know they have used equipment from the players that smells really good for sale as well. It's all been washed.
Nothing been stinks washed. Like hockey equipment.
So it's a great time. I think the opening ceremonies are really exciting. So you know, if you're a hockey fan or you're thinking about becoming a hockey fan, I think it's a great way to start, and especially you can head outside and enjoy Chicago downtown or head back inside to get cooled off and look at some history and meet some players.
Brian, did you get a chance to get over to the MB Ice Arena last week and check out any of the development camp?
I did not make it last week. I wanted to. I had another engagement on, so I couldn't, but definitely looked at some of the video. And I know last week it was kind of they practiced and then they play a little 4-on-4. So it's definitely going to be interesting. It's nice that these guys, the young defensemen that they have signed, will be in camp in September. Sometimes, obviously, when you're an NCAA player, they have to be at school and they're not able to be at camp. So it's going to be exciting to see them in exhibition games. You know, on Boklish, you can see the speed, even on some of the videos I was watching from the camp, and how electric it can be. So, you know, I think it's they have a lot of defensemen they've drafted the last couple years, and there's a lot of high-end talent. So you can never have enough defensemen, and teams are always wanting more. So the Hawks are in a bright spot right there.
For the young players and free agents and others that come to Chicago, obviously entirely different than it was when you came to town. But, you know, do they recognize now this the juggernaut that is the Blackhawks, the fact that you know, obviously being Stanley Cup champions, that the weight of coming to Chicago and playing hockey here?
Yeah, I think it's you want to play in a hockey city. Players want to play in a hockey city, and they want to play for a great owner. And the Blackhawks check those marks off and could be at the top of the list. So, you know, I think definitely when you go to the convention, you see the opening ceremonies, you're kind of blown away by everything. I know I was. I was here early, and then even when I came back, it was even bigger and better. So it's a sports town. It's a hockey town. And for me, it's just the way you're treated by the organization. It's a highly recommended destination, and that's known around the league. And you know, we're hopefully looking for a bounce back year for the team and to get back to the playoffs and see where it takes them.
16 years as a premier defenseman in the National Hockey League and an aging defensive core. Look at the cliches I'm throwing around for the Chicago Blackhawks, but still two of the best in Seabrook and Keefe. How do you feel about the Blue Liners?
Yeah, it's, you know, I think there was some improvement last year. I think with Gustafson coming up and having confidence, he's a threat on the offensive side. I think any time, I will say this, when your number one goaltender goes down, they're in a playoff spot.
Impossible.
And it was. You know, I think the all the goalies that were in there, they tried, but it was a case of when sometimes there's bad goals let in, and we all saw it in the second half of the season, and that deflates the defense core. And that, you know, sometimes I know when I was playing, if I made a mistake and Corey covered it up most of the time, you know, your confidence doesn't sink down and you can stay at that level. And I think it was just waiting for the next shoe to drop kind of thing. And that's a tough way to play. And I know everybody's saying, oh, Duncan had a not as good a year. And you know, I think a lot of that relates going back to when you don't feel like you're going to get the confidence or a stop in some situations that really affects your play. So I've been there, and I know it affected mine, and it'll affect the other guys. So I think I look at that, and there's nobody that works harder, and I think that some other guys need to step up and keep contributing. And I think Brent had a really good second half, and I know he's been working hard this summer. And,
right.
And I'm hoping to see somebody, you know, a young kid come in here and take away a spot and you know, be a spark plug on the back end. So there's a lot of things that can change around real quick. And obviously, if you have Corey back in net, that just, you know, brings everybody's level. You know, you have a chance to win every night. And that's, you know, a lot of times maybe you couldn't say that on some nights last year.
Without a doubt, you know, and with Cam Ward coming in, he's going to make Corey better, and Corey's going to make him better. So I really like that goalie situation we're going into. And you know the deal, Soup. You don't just get the Stanley Cup. Apparently, you have to play the season first.
Yeah, you know, I think people in Chicago have been spoiled a little bit. And with three championships, what a great run, and hopefully it continues. But you look at other cities and other teams around the league, and you know, that just doesn't happen that way. So, you know, I think they definitely can be a team that can contend this year, and it'll be good to see some of the bright spots.
You know, the staying in shape stuff is tough. And I just salute Brian Campbell because he could go again tomorrow. I mean, a lot of guys, they retire, and 20 minutes later, they're 200 pounds heavier. Soup, fine.
I'm ready.
Ready to rock.
I'm ready, Steve.
Yeah, I know you are.
I'm ready.
Thanks for the call, by the way. I'm sorry I couldn't play golf with you last weekend in that big tournament.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all right, Steve. I'm struggling at times, but
you sure you have the right number? I'm just curious. You sure you have the right number? Good to talk to you, bud. We'll see you at convention.
All right, can't wait to see everybody this weekend, and it's always great seeing the Blackhawks fans because they'll be out in droves there, so it'll be fun.
All right, there you go. That is the great Brian Campbell, Blackhawks convention. Who wants to go for free? Raise your hand.
I do.
You guys, you can't. You got to pay. But the listeners get freebies. What caller would you like, Justin?
Well, you know, let's see. Let's just go. You know what? I was unprepared for this, so I'm thinking in my head. I'm like, 5+ is... The seventh caller would be great.
Good call. Family pack of four, 11th annual Blackhawks convention this weekend at the Hilton Chicago, courtesy of Mathnasium, changing lives through math. Get yours right now. Call number 7312-981-7200. Steve?